Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today, I'll cover some wheat planting news, cover some livestock vaccination handling tips, and let you all know about tomorrow's McPherson County Farmers Market, right here at the Round Top on the 4-H Fairgrounds. But first, for today's Did You Know? In just 2 weeks, we will be in October, and that means the start of the new 4-H year. Now is a perfect time to look into 4-H for your 5 to 18-year-old youth, or opportunities for you to volunteer and share your interest and knowledge with members. National 4-H Week is October 3rd through 9th, so be sure to watch for the window displays and the posters highlighting our county's 4-H program. Contact the Extension office for more information. In my wheat news, we are moving closer to wheat planting here in Kansas. Fungicide seed treatments are strongly advised. In 2020 and 2021, we had a higher than usual of common bunt throughout the region. Common bunt can result in both yield and quality loss. Many producers received discounts on their wheat after the 2021 and 2020 harvests. Common bunt can result not only in losses for individual producers, but can also dramatically reduce the quality of grain destined for the market. Fungicide seed treatments are an important and highly effective tool for controlling common bunt and a host of other seed-borne diseases. There are other reasons why fungicide seed treatments are particularly warranted for the 2022 season. We saw higher than normal amounts of Fusarium head blight in parts of the state that typically we do not see this disease. Although head blight is a result of fungal inoculum in residue during flowering, seed that was infected with the fungus that causes head blight can also cause seedling blight and can reduce stand after planting. Therefore, seed lots and some levels of scabby kernels from the head blight infected should be prioritized for seed treatment to ensure good stand establishment. In addition, this year we saw a higher use of loose smut, which, although it doesn't cause quality loss, it can reduce overall yield. In my livestock news, here are some tips for handling vaccinations while maintaining their effectiveness. Vaccines are less effective if not kept within an acceptable temperature range. So the proper handling of bottles containing livestock vaccinations is crucial so it remains effective for the animal. Keeping the vaccination bottles between 35 and 45 degrees Fahrenheit and out of the UV light is critical. Here are some tips to follow. Keep the bottles out of the sun because the exposure to the bottle can also kill the virus. Store the vaccine at an appropriate temperature, which is especially important if it is a modified live vaccine. We want those vaccines to always be within 35 to 45 degrees Fahrenheit, and that means during shipping, during storage, and after mixing and ready to inject the calf. Remember, freezing will also have a negative effect on both modified live and killed vaccines. I do have a vaccination cooler for checkout here in the office and a bag of thermometers for livestock producers to have and use in their own operations. And on my extension calendar, come and help us celebrate the 22nd KSU Beef Stocker Field Day, which will be hosted Thursday, September 30th at the K-State Beef Stocker Unit in Manhattan. This day will start at 9:30 with registration and conclude with a good old-fashioned Prairie Oyster Fry. Remember to come and visit the McPherson County Farmers Market this Saturday in the Round Top Building. You can check us out on Facebook at McPherson County Farmers Market to get all the details. Each Saturday morning from now till the end of October, the Farmers Market will open at 7:30 a.m. and run till noon. Come meet all the different vendors that bring healthy, homegrown, homemade items to the Farmers Market. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I would like to wish everyone a good Friday and hope to see you all at the last weekend of the Kansas State Fair.